Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. We are honoring great names in sports or celebrityhood
yes.
today, because Devontae Smith, Jersey, there has never been a Devontae, Al. That's mm-hmm. a E for D-E and A for Vontae,
mm-hmm.
right? Even the way it's spelled is really cool. You could not be a nerd, right?
No.
And I'm looking for people, Little Bow Wow.
Little Bow Wow, he now was, Bow Wow.
He
yeah.
is the... Is he now called
Bauer? I would think after being little, he gets a little older.
And I'll give you another example. If my parents had just named me Rico instead of Angela.
Why would they call you Rico?
Because there's an act named after him.
Why are you doing that? Al, if I was Rico Cataldi, that is so cool a name.
Rico?
But do you have anybody in your family named Rico?
No. And that's the... Here's another one. Ross Tucker. Is that a cool name?
Very cool.
It is that's a cool name.
That's the name of a lineman.
Yeah.
That's a rugged male. And he's on the line now, Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, it was a cool name until I was in high school and that show Friends was on.
Yeah.
With that David Schwimmer guy, the little dweeby, nerdy, sniveling
that's
guy.
That's right. He ruined it.
And listen, I know that he's just an actor, okay? I know that. But if I saw that guy on the street, I would punch him in the face. I was in high school. I was in high school, and his name was Ross on the show, and every episode was like, Rachel, why don't you like me? I mean, he was a sniveling loser. I hated him.
Oh,
ruined the
God.
Whole show for me.
Beautiful. And you're right. One bad guy with that name can ruin it for everybody. It's not fair. It's not fair. All right, let's get to a rather delightful start to the season for the Eagles. Let's just start with your first impressions of the new and improved Philadelphia Eagles. What did you see there that you liked?
Well, I think, obviously, the offensive line and defensive line are really, really good. But honestly, Angelo, I knew that. And I was telling you guys that all preseason, told you guys that last week. So that part I knew. The things I thought were really encouraging that I didn't know exactly what Jonathan Gannon would do schematically. And even though it's not fun to watch him give up a decent amount of rushing yards, I think he's smart enough to know you don't really lose that way in the NFL. You know, you lose giving up big chunk plays in the passing game. So he had a lot of two deep safety looks. They're not going to give up stuff deep and cheap. So I like that. I like the way Hurts played for sure. And what's so encouraging for me is I still feel like there's room for improvement. And then the last thing is Sirianni. I mean, I love the play calling, how they were using every ounce of that field, every inch of that field, getting the ball horizontally, but then aggressive, Angelo. You know, they get that penalty on the extra point, so they're at the one, and they realize, you know what, if we go for two here, we're up by nine. We're up by two scores. For him to know that and do that was really encouraging. And even though they didn't get it on a couple of fourth downs, he still knows the numbers, he knows the percentages, and he knows going for it in those situations is the right move.
Yeah, everything was pretty damn great. But here's the narrative 2 days later, Ross. The narrative is, at least for the people that want to make trouble here, you beat an awful Falcons team. That team is one of the worst teams in the NFL. This will not happen against better opponents. What's your response to that?
Well, I do not think the Falcons are very good. In particular, you go back and watch again, and I thought this was going to come when it happened, But their rookie left guard,
oh my God.
Goodness gracious. Angelo, now I was not a great player, okay? I never looked nearly that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, Javon Hargrave and Hassan Ridgeway, that poor kid, I don't know if he'll ever recover mentally. Now, part of that's their coaching staff. I don't know how they didn't give him more help. So I don't know that they'll play against a team that has a kid that plays that badly. And I don't think the Falcons are very good. But Angelo, I mean, they still have Matt Ryan, a quarterback. They still were the favored team in the game. I mean, so all the numbers, we all talk about betting all the time now in Vegas. They had the Falcons as the favorites. Let's not act like everybody knew this was going to happen or that the Falcons are some terrible team. They might be, but we didn't know that going into the game.
Absolutely right. While you're talking about line, first impressions as a starting left tackle, Jordan Mailata, what'd you think of him?
He was fantastic. And some guy hit me up on Twitter and said, Jordan Mailata's been terrible. I have no idea what game that guy was
You
watching.
Were great. Your response to him is, we're not watching the same game.
Yeah, I thought he was terrific.
He murdered
the guy.
His name was Ricardo. I was like, we're not watching the same game, Ricardo, because his name was – look, he literally had one false start. Other than that, I thought he was flawless. And even if you take my thoughts away for a second, Angelo, the Eagles obviously feel that way. Right? You know, they've never come out and say it. You don't give a guy that much money the day before the first game unless you are convinced he's going to play really well. And guess what? That's exactly what he did. Now, if he does that the whole season, the Eagles just saved themselves $8 million a year. Okay?
Wow.
Trent Williams gets $23 million a year. He's like 32 years old. Jordan Mailata is 24. If he played this whole year, he would get $24 million a year. If he played as well as he did Sunday for the next 16 games, $24 million a year. The Eagles just got him for $16 million a year. So it's a tremendous job by Howie if Mailata keeps playing that well.
I would be shocked if he didn't. He's a monster. Wow, is he a talent. Let's talk about Hurts, all right, because there was a lot of debate about whether or not he was any good. Is there any debate any longer based just on the way he conducted himself on Sunday?
Well, I think people like, you know, our guy Fezzik on my Even Money podcast that said he was the worst quarterback in the NFL. It's actually amazing to me how many people really were so down on Hurts coming into this year. I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback or anything like that, Angelo. But I guess my question would be, based on what are you saying he's the worst? I mean, he did some really positive things last year when the team around him was terrible. I thought he looked really good Sunday, really poised. And here's the thing, Angelo. He still has room for improvement. I mean, he underthrew the ball to Ertz when Ertz was wide open. A couple of times, and this is just because of his physical ability, he escapes the pocket going backwards or rolling to his right. The line is awesome, okay? The O-line is silly good. If he just steps up, there was plenty of room there multiple times. So I'm sure that's one thing that Sirianni and the guys, like Jalen, just step up and deliver the ball. That's where the safety is in the pocket, is stepping up into it. So still room for improvement, and yet he looked so poised, so comfortable. They gave him some easy completions early in the game. I like they threw in a couple designed runs. I mean, if I could have written the script for how the Eagles would run the offense in the first game, how it would look, that was pretty much it.
Russ, I would like to contest something you said early in that comment, and that was that, well, he's not a top 10 quarterback. He's not right now, I grant you. I'm not ruling out he couldn't be. Here's why I think he can be. First of all, it's obvious he has great football instincts and knows what he's doing on the field. He's smart. Secondly, not a top 10 quarterback. The throw to Goddard with 2 seconds to go in the first half, top 10 throw. In between players, zips it through and hits him in the hands. He's got the ability, as he develops, to be a really, really good quarterback. I'm not going to say, you know, Favre, Rodgers, or that kind, but he's got a chance to be terrific. I'm not ruling out top 10.
No, I wouldn't rule it out either. I'm just saying he's not quite there yet.
No,
it's a small sample size, 5 games. And, you know, if you actually look at the top 10, those guys are just so consistent. So now he's got an opportunity. He's playing a much better team in San Francisco on Sunday. And what makes guys franchise quarterbacks, top 10 quarterbacks, is that they just keep stacking good performances on top of good performances.
All right, let's talk about Nick for a second, because even now you don't know exactly what you got, but boy, did he ace the first test. So what I'm trying to figure out is, in order to be that good in your first game, doesn't that indicate the potential to be a great coach? Give me your sense of where Nick can take it from here.
Well, I thought it was highly encouraging. I will say, I do think, you know, I always try to be balanced here, keep things in perspective. I think the Eagles absolutely benefited from having no track record with either guy calling the offense or the defense, right? So, you know, even though Sirianni was a coordinator in Indy, he wasn't calling the plays. So the Falcons didn't really know what Sirianni was going to call, and nobody had any clue what Jonathan Gannon was going to call. So now that the cat's out of the bag, so to speak, a little bit, I am curious to see the adjustments that the Niners make this week and really that the Eagles make going into week two. But obviously, it was highly encouraging. I mean, I'm seeing what Lane Johnson says about the pregame speech the night before. And what's great for me, Angelo, is there I had a lot of buddies that were not happy after Sirianni's first press conference. And I was texting, you know, they're all texting this text thread, and they're all like, oh, man, now I'm wrong. Now they're texting Angelo, Super Bowl, Devontae Smith, Hall of Fame. It's amazing how quickly they all changed. Maybe Sirianni's just a genius, and he knew if he had a press conference like that to start his career that people didn't love, he can only go up from there.
I got one more, Ross, and, you know, you get first shot at this every week because you come on a Tuesday. I was going to ask if the Eagles are a good team, but I realized I don't have to. Your answer to my final question will reveal that. Eagles and Niners Sunday at the Link. Who do you like?
I think it's a true toss-up game, which is probably a really good sign for the Eagles that I already feel that way because I think I have the Niners. I do my power rankings on Tuesday. I think I have them as a top 10 team. So the fact that I think it's a toss-up game, I'm going to take the Eagles to win the game.
Wow.
I think the Link is going to be going absolutely bananas.
Wow.
The Niners lost
their best running back,
Mostert, their best cornerback, Verrett. I think they got exposed a little bit by the Lions. Let me tell you this, Angelo. I like the Eagles to win the game about 23-20. I love the Eagles to cover the 3.5 points for those of you that are so inclined.
Ross, you set us off in the right direction this week. Always an honor, my friend. Be well, Ross.
All right, take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.